Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. We all just need a little bit more Jesus. Welcome to Kingdom Builders International Internet Radio Broadcast. I'm the leadership for Elder QC and Prophetess Teresa Docks. I am the director, Prophetess Dana Hanna. An announcement is as follows. And if you have noise in your background, please mute your phone. Glory to God. Donations. You can sow on good grounds into what God is doing. You can send your donations to Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northland Drive, Suite 369, Southfield, Michigan, 48375. Or you can go to www.KingdomBuildersPlaza.com and click on Internet Radio Donation. All donations is tax deductible. Glory to God. And our church service at Kingdom Building International is Sunday at 3 o'clock to God with our own pastor, Prophetess Teresa Docks. And again, the address is 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, in the Crossroad Building. And we also have Jesus Encounter every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Call in for prayer or send in your prayer request. The prayer line is open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And the phone number is 218-895-0280. And the code is prayer, which is 772-937. And the number again is 218-895-0280. And the code is prayer, 772-937. Well, we are just excited about our Kingdom Building Development Institute ministry classes. If you believe that God is calling you to ministry and you do not know what to do next, give us a call and watch God work in your life. Acts 6:4 says, but we will give continuously ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest glory be to God. And our internet radio broadcast, you can go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI. All of the broadcasts is going to the archives. You can go in and listen and click follow. Then you will receive updates on speakers and events. Glory be to God. And we have we are doing a Project Youth where we focus on developing character, excellence, and integrity in our youth, along with self-enrichment programs for their families. They are in need of mental, emotional, and spiritual support. Glory be to God. For more information, you can call our church office at 313-583-9739. And glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And right now, you just be prepared for some spiritual food, for evangelist Tammy Weber's food, a touch of God's love that come on every first Friday of the month, 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Evangelist, are you on the line?
I am on the line, Pastor. Good evening.
Glory to God, Evangelist. I yield the line to you at this time.
Thank you very much. Good evening to everyone, all our internet listeners, our listeners by telephone. Good evening and God bless you. Praise God for Blog Talk Radio. And we thank God for Prophetess Minister Teresa and Elder QT Doc for establishing a line for us on Blog Talk Radio to help spread the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just honor God right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, representing the holiest name of all, Jesus. Hallelujah, O God. Let every word, O Heavenly Father, that come from my mouth, come from your belly, O God, that springs forth with living water, O Heavenly Father. Lord God, I thank you for allowing me to teach tonight your holy word. O Heavenly Father, I ask you to open every ear gate, O Heavenly Father, that those who have the ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. Holy Spirit, I thank you for taking over my mind, my mouth, my body. Oh, Heavenly Father, I give myself unto thee for your people, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. I'll be coming from the book of Exodus tonight, Exodus 17. If you'll go with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 17. And we'll be teaching from verses 1 through 7. How the water was miraculously supplied, children of Israel. Exodus 17 and verse 1 reads as follows, verse 1 through 7 reads as follows, and all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin. After their journey, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Hallelujah. Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink. And Moses said unto them, why chide with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord? And the people thirst there for water. And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is it that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst? And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, What shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river, take in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massa and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? The children of Israel, of course, we know they were hard-headed and hard-hearted type of people, being in bondage all of those years, and just made them bitter. They were bitter people. Even after the deliverance and being set free from Pharaoh in Egypt, taking them out of Egypt, guiding them through the desert, and they come upon the Red Sea, and God parted the sea. Moses took the stick and smote the sea, and we know the story, how they walked through the Red Sea, journeyed through the Red Sea, and after that they wanted bread, they wanted meat. God blessed them with manna and blessed them with quails to eat, and they still weren't satisfied. Of course you need some water to drink. Hallelujah. So they came to Moses fussing in such a bitter way, asking Moses, what do you want? Did you bring us here to die? Did you bring us here to die? Or even is God with you at all? Is it with us? Because I don't see it no more. I don't see it no more. Okay, he did. He supplied for us. He supplied for the bread, the manna, okay, Moses. He supplied the quail, all right, Moses, okay, but where's our water? They wanted what they wanted right then. And our Father, our Heavenly Father, gave it to them, gave it to Moses to give to them so they would have. Bless God. And the people today can be the same way in the same aspect of this context. They can want what they want. We want what we want. Our flesh said we want it. We want to get it, and we go get it. We'll go after it. We don't have to wait on nobody to bring it to us. We go after it. Hallelujah. And it's nothing wrong with wanting things and needing things and waiting for God to provide things, but it is how we wait in the waiting. Hallelujah. As we abide and wait on God, as we abide and wait and be with God. Hallelujah. We don't murmur. We don't murmur at the person who puts us to church, and then we leave from church. As soon as we leave from church, something happens, and we want to say, oh, no, see, I knew it. I knew it. I knew God wasn't real. I knew God wasn't there, especially if it's a person's first or second time coming. We know the enemy comes to steal out the very thing that they had gained inside the church on a particular day. The enemy comes to steal our love for our Father from us by wanting to put us in situations to be killed and destroyed. So we can say, and we can murmur and say, is the Lord even here? Is the Lord even with us? As we abide. Hallelujah. As we wait in the waiting for the Lord God to bless us with the water of life that we thirst so for, we thirst in a heavenly way for, a very meek and humble way, a loving way. Hallelujah. We chide not as we abide. Jesus said, he'll give us a water that we'll never can. Hallelujah. The woman at the well laid that path out for us to know. It's in our book. It's in our basic intention, our book. What is it? Basic. The Bible before leaving the earth is something like that. It's an acronym that's, in the word, we know of the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. And Jesus said he'll give her a water that she'll never thirst for again. And that's the same water of life that the Lord gave Moses to give to them, water of life. The water of life, it came from the instruction, came from God himself telling Moses what to give them and how to give it to them. Smote the rock, Moses. And Moses did what the Lord told him to do. The water was blessed. It was clean, and it was very blessed. Hallelujah. But it still wasn't enough. It still wasn't enough. The children of Israel took Moses through much more than just murmuring about a drink of water, drinking water.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. As we go through our life abiding in the Lord, it's very important to know that God is with us. As Moses knew, if God said it, it might sound strange to me. It might sound out of the ordinary, the instruction God would give me to do. He said, take that rod in thy hand that you used to open up the river. He said, take it in your hand, and I'll meet you at Horeb, the rock in Horeb to smite the rock. That sounds far-fetched. That sounds far-fetched because God could have just rained down the water. God could have opened up the ground and sprung up on water. It's the obedience he would continue to look for. And Moses, the obedience that Moses continued to give God. Hallelujah. Even though it sounds strange, I have to go all this way. Can't you use this rock right here? Moses could have easily said that. Hallelujah. Thank God that he wasn't a man walking in the spirit of disobedience. He did what God asked him to do. Even in our getting, let us continue to get understanding of what the Lord has for us, what the Lord wants us to do, and understand his ways. They are different, and they are righteous. Our ways are not like his ways. The human mind don't naturally think like the Lord. The human mind would have said, that's too complicated. I don't even understand why he want me to, a rock ain't going to give out no water. That's impossible. But thank God, hallelujah, that the spirit of the Lord was up on Moses and he smote the rock.
Thank God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank God that the spirit the spirit of the Lord is upon our apostles. They're on our pastors, our preachers, our teachers, our evangelists. Hallelujah. To spread the word of God in obedience. So as Moses was responsible for people that God blessed us with, that God sent to us or that God sent us to, that we are responsible. People of elect people of God's flock, God's people. Hallelujah. And having a meek and humble spirit and the spirit of obedience is very, very important. Like Moses did, it's very, very important. Because had Moses been a disobedient man, this chapter, this book would have never been written, such as this, such as the text as it is now, to let us know obedience is better than sacrifice, especially when you got lives in your hand. Let us grow in godliness every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The people chided at Moses even after, as I stated earlier, after God had shown them miracles. Some still probably believe that those are tricks. Those are some good tricks he can do. And whatever God he's serving, let him just keep on serving him and give us what we want. Give us the stuff we need. He done took us out of Egypt. Oh, he's going to give us what we need.
Yes.
He done brought us this long way. What you bring us this long way for? So us and our cattle and our herd could die of thirst?
Yes.
No, you not. All our people are. And all those people are on Moses. Moses went to the Lord Father. What am I to do with these people? They are ready to stone me. They're ready to kill me over water, over some water.
Yes.
My God.
Yes, Lord.
But people today, in this very day, pastors, those people can be in your ministry, in the body of Christ, the ministry
can be so disobedient sometimes and go back and talk about the pastor and start up that spirit of confusion, a start up in a ministry, and we find ourselves saying, Father, what do you need me? What else do you need me to do? Because this one here is too hard to deal with. And this young man over here, he just all thugged out. I don't know what you want me to do with these two. But I need your help. Moses knew to go to God.
Hallelujah.
As we pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, elders, I mean apostles, even elders, that's right, deacons, we must go to God.
Yes.
As they were dependent upon Moses, his people, God have given to us that depend on us, who's early in walking with the Lord, who are babes in Christ. This was a very early stage for them coming out of Egypt, walking in the wilderness, even though they came through the Red Sea and was fed manna and bread, manna and quail. It was still very early. They were still babes and didn't understand the God that Moses had introduced to them. Just like those could be early, those that are early walking with the Lord with us, they're easily to get offended. Moses did these things out of obedience, just as we have to do the things out of obedience that the Lord say do. And we don't get we don't want to have that attitude. Well, I don't owe these people nothing. I'm not doing nothing for them after they done went back and talked about me. I'm not doing nothing for them. We don't want that type of attitude. It's easy to get in that frame of mind if you're not walking in the spirit.
Yes.
If we're not walking in the spirit.
Amen.
Because people they just may talk about us and murmur at us. You could have taught that word better than that. You know, you could have. Why are you reading out the King James version? You should do the NIV or the English Standard version so people can understand it more. You should break it down and amplify it or something. They might murmur, ridicule, criticize.
Yes.
God for His word to tap the rock. To tap the rock. We can tap into the spirit of the Lord now. Moses said to tap into the rock. We can tap into the spirit of the Lord about people that we are responsible for. We tap into Jesus about people we are responsible for. Thy rod and thy staff comfort us all the days of our life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As we continue to walk with the Lord, be joyful that our Father in heaven loves us. It matters to Him how we're treated. It matters to our Father, our Heavenly Father, how we treat others.
Yes.
To see that they're the children of God, of the womb place of His throne. They're the children of God.
Oh.
And it's very important that we don't mistreat people who's already been mistreated. They just came out of the wilderness.
Yes.
they just came out of Egypt. They were wounded. They were very tired, wounded. And yes, water was very important to them. Just like work hard on our jobs. We get wounded because our bosses and supervisors are belittling us, or our employees are not satisfied with their pay. And they begin to murmur. God hears them, and God loves them as he loves us. But we take our hard-earned money and we give it unto the church, unto our offerings, for our offerings unto the Lord. And we see that the building is not getting fixed up. We want to murmur, what you doing with the money? How do your house look, Pastor? You know, we want to take hold of the manna and not give in the rock to smote the rock for the water. We'll take hold of the manna and throw rock at Moses. We'll take hold of the manna. We give us the manna. I want nothing else from you but what I asked you for. I want some water. And we'll take our money and give it unto the church, and we'll complain, and we murmur. And we'll take the word they teaching, but we want to criticize about the money that is not being spent how we should see that it should be spent in a word. In the church. So we'll take it out on our pastor. We'll take it out on our member, the deacons. We'll take it out on the members and get try to murmur and complain and get them on our team. So we go to the pastor together. You know, it's power in numbers, girl. We go to the pastor together. We can see where he got to show us where our money is going about. It's important to him how we are treated by our flock. It's important to God how we treat our flock, being if they come to us murmuring and complaining, we still have to show and display the love of God to God's people. That's what Moses did. Moses went in obedience for love, because of love, guided his steps there. Because of love, talk to him, hold him. Because every time God did things with Moses, he did it exceedingly abundantly beyond anything Moses could ask or think. It drawed him to treat the people of God right. It has to draw love, that same love by the same spirit draws us to treat God's people right, even when they come complaining. Even when they're out of order, they have a right to know where the money is going. They had a right to talk to Moses about
the thirst that they were experiencing. But they experienced it a little bit too long, and they couldn't take it no more. See, they hadn't been on a journey with the Lord at the burning bush like Moses. See, sometimes the people God sent to us, they are not, they haven't walked with the Lord and talked with the Lord long as we have. So we have to understand where they are. Moses understood that he brought them out the wilderness. Now they have a right to ask about some water. They have a right to ask about some water, but they don't have the right to want to stone me about it. Just like the people God give us, they have a right to ask questions. But they don't have a right, and not in this house, they don't have a right to say, no, this word ain't real. Then no, white man wrote this word, and I ain't no Jesus.
Amen.
The free will God has given to human beings. They had a right to complain. They had a right to feel and want. And actually, it didn't sound like they needed the water. They needed some water. Of course, you're in the desert. You need water.
Yeah.
Now, you brought me this far. Hallelujah. Are you going to take us farther? I know you can't do it, Moses. So is the Lord God with you? Is the Lord with us? Because I know you can't do it. You can't give us water. Is the Lord really with us? A preacher, our apostle, evangelists, and teachers, and prophets, they can only take us so far. They can only take us so far, but we are responsible for getting to know God ourselves, because we know they can't take us from glory to glory. Like Moses could only take these people so far. Moses there to help lead and guide the people, just like we're here to help lead and guide others. We're not here to be their God. We're not here to be the Lord over their lives. There's only one Lord and Savior, and that is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So as we guide our people out the wilderness, touch and behold the vision, just seeing God's people is an honor, and it's a blessing just to lay eyes on one of God's people, one of God's chosen people. It's a blessing. It begins the love song. And on that journey, if God brings us to the place where we are responsible for lives like Moses was, responsible for many, many lives. We are not responsible for salvation. Moses could only take them so far. We can only take them so far and guide them unto the Lord to confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We are not responsible for being their Savior. We can't do that. Let's not be confused. Let us know that Jesus is the one and only Savior. It's not Moses no more. It's not Elijah. It's not Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. It's Jesus. Hallelujah. And in Jesus,
Hallelujah. Through Christ Jesus, we can do all things. We have the anointing to draw people into the body of Christ, to plant the seed, draw them into the body of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And we are responsible for their well-being. We can see about the people that God has blessed us with. See about them. Don't just leave them on the side of the road to go there to walk themselves. Just let your hand go and walk, because sometimes they may need their hand to be held a little bit longer. But as we are more mature in Christ, we know that God has us so wrapped up, it's nothing that can pluck us out of his hand. Until they understand that, until they know that, until they get to know Jesus, let's continue to introduce our Savior to them. Like Moses, as they kept walking, Moses kept introducing the love of God, displaying the love of God.
Yes.
God kept showing him himself through Moses.
Yes.
He'll do the same for us. He will show himself through us, his love. But Moses didn't stop guiding those babes in Christ. Moses did not stop guiding those people that didn't want Christ. His responsibility at that time. But Moses had their attention. Just like we can draw people unto the Lord and have their attention to go to church, have their attention on the prayer line. We can have their attention and study the Bible together. But they have to make the decision if they want to serve our God with all of their mind, their body, and their soul.
Hallelujah.
It's time out for the games and procrastination. It's time for us to step up and step out and witness the love of God upon our lives.
Yes.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes.
And I may not be all I want to be in the word, in the walk of with God. But my obedience, hallelujah, to be here right now on this prayer line is better than any sacrifice I could make to get to know God better at this moment and at this time.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This is it's called actually just being willing. The harvest is plenteous, but the workers are few. Just being willing, oh God, for thy glory. And I know God's word won't return unto him void.
No.
I believe that someone is going to be set free.
Yes.
Today. Hallelujah. Tonight. I decree and declare that the words that have been spoken penetrate every heart of the listener. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to engage in your word together tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, I lift up each and every person on the line to you tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. Give them a heart of flesh. We bind and take away each stony heart right now. in the name of Jesus. Lord God, please seal each and every heart with the heart of flesh. And, Lord God, apply your love to that heart.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. To each and every person, that they may view you, Father, like never before, that they can see that you are in them, that the greater that they have in themselves is greater than he that is in the world, than anything that is in the world.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And for those of us, hallelujah, that have the need, have the desire to confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, please pray this prayer with me, Lord Jesus. Forgive me for my sins, Lord. Come into my heart and rescue me from myself. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you did die for my sins, God, and that you rose from the dead by your Spirit. And now, on the right hand of our Heavenly Father, make an intercession for me each and every day. In Jesus' name. Father, we love you. We love you. I hope each and every person got something out of the word. I know each and every person got something out of the word that they can apply into their life, that they can see themselves in each and every story that's in the book. Line upon line, precept upon precept, the Bible, the basic instruction before leaving earth is for us. And in some books and chapters, it is about us. For Jesus is the word. And the volume of the book. Hallelujah. He didn't leave us out. His word clearly speaks about us as well. The generation today. Find where you are in the scriptures. Study the word of God. Prove to yourself that getting to know God is better spending more time in his word than it is using extra time playing games, watching TV, going skating. Those things are fine, but we have to take the time to get to know our Father wholeheartedly.
Yes.
Hallelujah, in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Lord God, I decree and declare each and every person on the line that wants to get filled by the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit, please fill them right now with your Spirit, oh God.
Thank you.
Fill them right now. Bless them. Oh, Heavenly Father, with them, Holy Spirit, filter in right now into their bodies.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Will they begin to prophesy? Will they begin to speak in an unknown language? Will they begin to worship you, oh God, like never before? Hallelujah. I bind any spirit of backlash and retaliation in the name of Jesus off of the prayer line, off of the words that came to us tonight from the book of the Holy Spirit, the book of the Holy Ghost, the book of Jesus, the book of our Heavenly Father.
hell shall not prevail against us. In the name of Jesus, Father, give us your word.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for giving us your holy word.
Yes,
to stand on, to live by, oh Heavenly Father. It is our instruction before leaving earth. It is our basic instruction before leaving earth. Heavenly Father, because you make it so that we can understand, that we can identify you and identify ourselves in mostly each and every story that we read, the book of life that you have here on the earth, the book of love. Oh, Heavenly Father. And you, Father, we have everything. All of our needs are met. Heavenly Father, you know, Heavenly Father, the ones that are stuck and hindered, Lord God, from stepping out on faith to do your will, oh God, the holy unction, to speak boldly. Give them a push, oh God, to come out and grab hold of someone and say, how can I help? So they may become helpers and workers in the harvest. Lord God, raise your people up, oh God. Bring them out, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh God. We thank you for sanctification, oh Heavenly Father. Being set apart from the world, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, as your spirit is poured out on all flesh, Lord God, we begin to see and understand, Lord God, the difference. That we are in the world and not of the world. Father God, thank you for teaching us the difference. We walk in holiness. I decree and declare each and every person on the line that we walk in holiness. We walk in godliness. Hallelujah. Let our passion become you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let us begin to fall in love with you deeper than we ever fell in love with any man, deeper than man ever fell in love with any woman. Hallelujah. Deeper than we can love our children, oh God. Let us begin to love you like never before, oh God. Hallelujah. For you first loved us, oh God. Hallelujah. You loved us so much, oh God, that you gave us your son, your one and only son, your beloved son. Hallelujah. That you enjoyed being with each and every day. He was willing, oh God, in obedience. He was willing, Father God. Let us not take him for granted. Let us not take for granted what you have done, Father. That's, oh God. Let us begin to thank and worship you daily. Hallelujah, oh God. Bless each and every family, oh God. Each and every family member that's on the line going to their homes, oh Heavenly Father. Give them increase of love. Increase of financial stability. Increase, Lord God, of participation in the Holy Spirit, getting to know God more. Hallelujah. Let their conversations, let our conversations, oh God, begin to be holy without fear, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, how we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, oh God. In your glorious name, we thank and praise you. Amen, Father. Amen. Amen. This again is Evangelist Tammy Weatherspoon, and I have been your teacher this evening. And I hope you all really enjoyed tonight, Exodus 17, 1 through 7. And please join in with me again the first Friday of next month, again for As We Abide on Blog Talk Radio. Prophetess Hannah, just a minute, no one, please don't hang up.
Evangelist Carson, I really enjoyed the word through you tonight. It was a blessing, and I received the word of God from you. God bless you.
God bless you, Sister Carson. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. The lines are open if someone would like to give a comment or you have a prayer request tonight.
Yes. Hello. Hi, this is, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, this is Dushan. How you doing?
Hey, Dushan.
I'm doing well. You know, it's good.
Good.
I'm at a treatment, and I was just, actually towards the end, I wasn't really feeling well, and it's like you sent the message right at that point when I wasn't really feeling well, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to listen in, and I really enjoy it. I actually felt a lot better. I actually finished my treatment, so, you know, so it's like, you know, it was right on time.
I just wanted
to tell you I enjoyed myself, and I'll be listening next week.
Thank you. And I come on every first Friday of the month. But there are other teachers that come on, I believe, every Friday. But I just want to pray for you, Dushan.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that is okay, yes.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being in our midst, Lord, by your Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, oh, Robashit, on the Atole. Holy Spirit, come in, hallelujah, to Dushan's body right now in the name of Jesus. I call upon you right now, blood of Jesus, come in to Dushan's body, filter in from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, healing any infirmity. With a special touch of God, the special healing, equipped and given by the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, add your fire to the blood of Jesus and go in and cleanse Deshaun's body out. In the name of Jesus, from any infirmity, O God. Hallelujah, right now, blood of Jesus, go in right now. Oh, Rebbe Shindy, head of Osiah, yes, go in right now. Filter all through his body, enter into his veins, filter all through his body. Give him new kidneys in the name of Jesus. Anything in his body, everything that needs healing, Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to give them new organs right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. You gave us you, Lord Jesus. You died upon the cross, oh God, for Dushan's healing. We're expecting his healing, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let patience have her perfect work inside of us. As we abide, Lord God, in your word, and you abide in us, Lord God, you say that we can act whatever we will
and it will be given to us. I'm asking you right now, Lord, to heal Deshaun's body right now, God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen,
Jesus. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm glad you called in, Deshaun. Is there another who would like to have that has a prayer request or just wants to give a comment, a brief comment? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. Father God, we lift up Prophetess Teresa and Elder QT Doc before you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you again for them introducing Blog Talk Radio to the listeners, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you give an increase, financial increase, Lord God, so the line can keep going and the services can stay on, O Heavenly Father. Because the line belongs to you, Father, we know that they're going to stay on. But we thank you for meeting every need, O God, that they have. Lord God, meet it abundantly, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I thank everyone again for meeting with me on Blog Talk Radio tonight. Until the Friday, the first Friday of next month, be blessed. Get to know God even closer in the name of Jesus. Get in the Word. Oh, Heavenly Father, walk in truth. Walk in our truth. This is our truth. Walk in our truth. And enjoy getting to know our Father, getting to know our Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, have a wonderful, wonderful night and a blessed month. And I'll talk to you all again here on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good night.